In coming days, President Donald Trump is set to make an executive order to reverse much of President Obama's climate change policy. The details are still unclear, but here in Louisiana, state officials and environmentalists are already grappling with the new administration's actions on the environment, like proposed cuts to the Environmental Protection Agency. WWNO's Tegan Wendland talked to Steve Cochran of the Environmental Defense Fund about the implications for the state.
Trump's new budget slashes funding for the EPA, NOAA, and Sea Grant, which include programs for monitoring air and water quality and also researching coastal land loss. So what could this mean for the state's coastal master plan?
Well, a big part of what those agencies do is provide information. And you know, Louisiana's done a really good job of driving a science-based planning process so that they can have the best information available to make the very best decisions. And that the extent to which our information gets limited either to the decision makers at the state level or to the population so they can be a part of those decisions, either one of those outcomes is not a good outcome. So let me example, the Sea Grant program. A big part of Sea Grant is having individuals on the ground in communities working with fishermen all day, every day. And they give a lot of information, a lot of data, a lot of understanding about fishing and trends and things like that, all of which flows through Sea Grant because they have the access to the information, but out into the community. That makes for a smarter community, and it makes for better input into decision-making when the state has to make decisions. All of those things actually matter, and they work really well when they're done well. The approaches that are being looked at now by the administration and the Congress that significantly limit the availability of that information, that's going to hurt our ability to plan as well as we'd like to do it.
The president would also like to reverse the Clean Power Plan, which restricts carbon emissions and would require more monitoring of oil refineries here in Louisiana. So how has the State Department of Environmental Quality already started preparing to meet those requirements, and what would happen if it was rolled back?
Well, I think our understanding is that LDEQ, just like other companies, Entergy and others, had begun to plan on implementing the Clean Power Plan, which would reduce emissions of greenhouse gases over time. The state, I would imagine, would pause in their planning. Companies will make a more investment-related decision. They will think longer term and decide whether or not they think they'll need to move in this direction anyway in terms of becoming more efficient and reducing emissions. And some companies will continue to go down that road. We've heard from some that have already said that. Others will pull back and wait until they're made to do something like that. So that'll be a mixed bag.
The Trump administration has released this long list of infrastructure projects that it plans to prioritize across the nation, which include three here in Louisiana: the causeway, dredging the Mississippi, and expanding the industrial canal. But recently, Governor John Bel Edwards sent a letter to the president saying coastal restoration should be prioritized here, in particular the two Mississippi River diversions just south of New Orleans. So what are the chances of these coastal projects actually being prioritized?
It's hard to know right now. As the Trump team gets in place and has people to make decisions, we'll have a better sense of that. I think the arguments are pretty sound. The impact on national trade, international trade really, the impact on energy resources that are so prevalent here, those things matter to the country, not just to Louisiana.
So right now, most of the money for coastal restoration efforts come from the oil and gas industry, whether that's the settlement from the BP oil spill or revenue from the Gulf of Mexico Energy Security Act, or GOMESA. How safe do these funds look right now?
Well, I think the funds that are court-ordered are very well protected. It's hard to do much of anything else with that, and that's good. And that's the vast majority of the funds right now because they're under the settlement from the BP oil disaster. The GOMESA funds, we haven't had any indication so far from the administration that they might be interested in redirecting those funds, and so we're hopeful. Certainly the delegation is all together on that idea. So far, we think we're okay in that regard, but you always have to be on point. And I think a couple of members of the delegation have actually suggested ways that they might increase that revenue flow over time. We'll have to see how all that plays out.
Thank you, Steve Cochran with the Environmental Defense Fund.
Thanks a lot.